Documents from the New Jersey Department of Education detail, for the first time, the Christie administration's plan for reforming the state's poorest schools. The state is getting help from the Broad Foundation, a private family philanthropy from California that's funding a lot of school reforms nationwide. The documents raise questions about the influence wealthy foundations have in reforming public schools. Joining us now is Nancy Solomon, managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Soterios.
So, you know, the Education Law Center in Newark used the Open Public Records Act to get a copy of a grant application to the Broad Foundation. The state's asking for money to help it improve public schools. What do we know about the Broad Foundation?
Well, it has a very particular vision for school reform, and it's been driving that agenda across the country. It's very interested in charter schools, and it's interested in applying corporate models and entrepreneurship to the management of public schools.
So what kind of details are in that Broad grant application?
Well, it talks about opening more charters. It talks about creating regional achievement centers that would basically become districts, and they would pluck failing schools out of the local school districts and manage those schools from a regional achievement center. And the application also says that it would close schools if those schools don't respond to that process and turn around, and that it would contract out the operation of those schools to private companies, and the operators of those schools would be able to eliminate teacher unions.
Now, isn't that all consistent with what we know about the Christie administration's agenda for public schools?
It is. It's a lot more detail, but it is consistent. I mean, he's been very clear about wanting more charter schools, wanting better management of public school systems. He has been very vocal against teacher tenure and teacher seniority, which are, you know, those are the hallmarks of the teachers' union. So I think he makes no bones about how much he'd love to see an end to collective bargaining in schools.
Now, what does the Department of Education say about this?
They say there's nothing secret about this plan, that the Education Law Center is merely looking for a gotcha moment. They say that, you know, this is part of their of what they do as the Department of Education. They formulate plans and look for money for those plans, and that this is just part of the process. And to be fair, that one of the documents was clearly marked a draft and that it was pending legislation. So I think really this is it's just a window into what they're planning, and they haven't been all, you know, that clear about the detail up to this point.
So would this come before the state legislature at some point?
It could, but this is the whole thing about private funding. The legislature already rejected some of the education department's budget that was earmarked for regional achievement centers. So one of the mechanisms the legislature has for enacting policy is through its budgeting power. And now with the Department of Education going to private foundations, they're basically saying, you know, we can drive our agenda without the legislature.
And just to wrap up, you know, the Broad Foundation they're not alone. Lately, we've heard a lot about private money going to public schools in New Jersey and elsewhere.
Exactly. I mean, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been out there for several years, and they really do. They have an agenda. They have a particular ideas about school reform, and they're funding those ideas and making them happen. You know, the Facebook money in Newark was a huge controversy about transparency and who gets to make the decisions about the direction of public schools. And this is happening everywhere. And I don't think, I mean, it's wonderful that we have the funding from private donors, but I think there are real questions that advocates are raising about transparency and public policy making.
All right. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Thanks, Soterios.
Nancy Solomon is the managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio. To see the documents the Education Law Center Newark obtained, visit WNYC.org.